Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.mmc.org, for April 9th to the 15th, 2016. Islamic State's leaders affirmed their support to Palestine. Meanwhile, one Palestinian was killed, at least six others injured by Israeli attacks targeting Palestinian communities in Gaza and the West Bank this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli troops who attacked on Friday anti-wall and settlements protests organized in West Bank villages. IMMC's Majd Badjali with the details.
This week, anti-wall and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bilayin, Na'ilin, and Nabi Saleh. In addition, protests took place in the village of Kufr Kadum in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-cut steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Scores of residents and their international supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized in Kufr Kadum village. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. In Bilayin and Na'ilin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Meanwhile, in Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-cut steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. In Bilayin village, tear gas bombs fired by Israeli soldiers caused the fire at a nearby olive groves owned by local farmers. A number of trees were damaged before residents and their supporters managed to put out the fire. For IMMC News, this is Mesh Bajani.
This week, Istanbul Islamic State Summit, a firm standing by Palestine. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
Islamic States concluded this week a yearly summit meeting in the Turkish capital of Istanbul. The summit meeting comes in the backdrop of stalled Palestinian-Israeli peace process over continued Israeli illegal settlements building. The Islamic nations asserted on the need for convening an international peace conference for peace in the region. In the meantime, candidate for U.S. presidency Hillary Clinton voiced out concern over Israeli settlements building, dubbing it illegal and a stumbling block on the path of peace in the Middle East. On the internal Palestinian level, Palestinian factions in Gaza reaffirmed need for unity as a way out of current political and economic problems. For IMMC News, I am Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian man and demolished homes during invasions targeting West Bank communities. Meanwhile in Gaza, Navy and troops attacks on Palestinians leave one farmer injured. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
On Thursday evening, 54-year-old Mohammed Barad'iyya was killed after being shot by Israeli troops near Al-Arub refugee camp north of Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian sources announced that the soldiers fired several rounds on him, causing a very serious injury that led to his death before an ambulance managed to reach him. The Israeli army claimed that the Palestinian attempted to attack the soldiers with an axe before they shot him dead, and that the reported attack did not cause any injuries among the soldiers. The Israeli army invaded Al-Arub refugee camp and clashed with local residents on Thursday afternoon. Five residents were reported injured and many others suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers, accompanied by a number of bulldozers, invaded on Tuesday morning the Al-Walaja village northwest of Bethlehem in southern West Bank and demolished three under-construction homes allegedly for being built without construction permits. Last week, the soldiers invaded Al-Walaja, photographed several homes, and handed few Palestinians demolition orders. The area has been subjected to frequent Israeli military invasions and violations, local sources told media. The Israeli army claimed that the area falls under the jurisdiction of Jerusalem City Council and that the Palestinians cannot build there without the council approval. Also this week, the Israeli army conducted at least 93 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 79 Palestinian civilians, including 12 children. In Gaza, Israeli forces opened fire at Palestinian shepherds in the central Gaza Strip, injuring one. Amir al-Tarabin, 14, sustained a bullet wound to the right arm while grazing the sheep 300 meters away from the border fence between the Gaza Strip and Israel. On Tuesday, several military vehicles and bulldozers invaded Palestinian agricultural lands east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and uprooted lands while firing live rounds. Moreover, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Saturday at Palestinian fishing boats off the northwest of Beit Lahia shore, north of the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian fishing boats were sailing within 2 nautical miles offshore. Damage was reported, but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Badnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 9th to the 15th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rashmawi and me, Iman Abdurrahman Badnoura.